Sonny, let's talk about your first piano and where that led.
I was a very good student on the teachers and everything they was trying to teach me. I was one of the listeners, and I tried to apply myself with all that sank in, you know, with sound sight reading. I did that. Well, they were teaching that, I suppose they do in most schools. School I was going to, they did. And but I never was thinking about being a musician. But when, about maybe when I was 10 or 11, I came home, and I had a, well, they said birthday. I had a so-called arrival date present, and from my mother. And it was a piano. So my grandmother said, well, what is he going to do with a piano? And my sister said, well, I studied piano, and I'm the one who should have the piano. And my mother said, but you married, you know, you let your husband get you a piano or something. And she said, well, he doesn't play the piano, and you got him a piano. And anyway, I sat down and played the piano. So then they brought me different things, like some church songs. Some of my grandmother liked church music, and I played that. And a friend of mine named William Grayhead, he studied violin, so he said I was playing by ear. So he went home and got some music, he brought that, and I played that. And everything they put before me, I sight read. In college, I had a band.
And then, yeah, I'd say even in elementary school, I was always a leader, I would say, instructing students in different things, not only music, but I had good marks in school, and I had a sort of natural leadership thing where I could really instruct people or get them to see things that nobody else could do quite as well. Even elementary school, quite often I'd have to take the class and teach some of the students, some of my fellow students, and they would always be quiet and listen to me, whereas a lot of times they wouldn't listen to the teacher. Yeah. But I knew what I was doing from a point of view of always, not only would I read what's in the book, I'd do extra research, so I knew a subject thoroughly. Just like I know about the things I'm talking about, infinity, thoroughly. And well, I had to go through that period of discipline where I couldn't just state something without some kind of background concerning it. I think of myself as a coordinator now, because of the fact that you can't be a leader unless you have somebody following you. And I really don't think anyone could follow me. I've gone through too many paths of discipline. I wouldn't recommend it. A lot of people would be broken. It's just like, take some athletes, they might have to go through some strenuous training to do things. Everybody can't do that. And this is the same thing like what I'm dealing with. Everyone couldn't go through the discipline, spotting discipline I've gone through spiritually. They wouldn't make it. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. If I didn't have a sense of humor, and some other attributes of wickedness, evil, I couldn't make it. If I was just a good person, I would have been broken long ago. But having those attributes of good and evil, I'd say, because I do good sometimes when the Creator makes me do good. And so therefore, and because of that, I know what good is. Sometimes he makes me do something that's good. But otherwise, I'd just be following the things which I want to do, which is just to be natural and to play my music, which is slightly evil in a sense, because I have so much to offer the world. If you have as much to offer the world as I have, and you just stay over and you do the way I've been, that's very evil and wicked. Because you got so many people out trying to be leaders and trying to teach and instruct, and they can't do it. Whereas I can do it, and haven't been too particular about it, because it's a big job. It's an impossible job, and then who would want to dare to get out and say, well, I'm a world teacher. But if I had to tell the truth, I would have to say exactly that. The world has never had a world teacher. Not really. They might have had a teacher that was in one country, and then they heard about it 1,000 years later or something, and then they got books and they read about it, but they never had a world teacher that could communicate while walking around alive to all the nations. Never had that.